Nellie Mackay's seventh album, Sister Orchid, was conceived in solitude, executed in darkness. It comes from a place of quiet, a world of low lights and cool drinks up against a hard wall. Conjuring the image of a lonely all-night truck stop along Highway 1 on the California coast, all but lost in the fog that comes creeping along the shoreline, this album speaks of the night, the outsider, the plaintive wail of those lost at sea. Nellie Mackay is back on the road after playing several shows at New York's legendary Birdland Theater. She will bring the show to Newport's York Street Cafe on Thursday, April 18th at 8 o'clock. And Nellie Mackay joins me on the other end of the phone. Good evening for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal. Welcome, Nellie Mackay.
Hello. How are you? Thank you.
Absolutely. Good to have you. Sister Orchid is your seventh album, all cover tunes this time around?
It is, yes.
What led you in that direction? Because you are a fine songwriter.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were just too many good songs. We recorded about 21 standards, and then we had to whittle it down. So, there's just too much. There's just too much generally in the world. That as well is good. The world really doesn't need more.
Well, that's a very generous writer to say so. Talk about some of the songs you chose for the record.
Let's see. We chose Small Day Tomorrow, which is written by Bob Durow and Fran Landisman. I did have the pleasure of knowing Bob, and I love the idea of that song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in Smithfield, North Carolina, and I went to the Ava Gardner Museum. And they have these postcards with Ava saying that she likes to do nothing more than nothing. But, you know, it's just that thing of why is everyone in a hurry and what are we all truly hoping to achieve?
Bob Durow, he was the real deal, wasn't he?
Yes. And another Southerner, you know, he's from Arkansas. And I know that Cincinnati is pretty much the South. So there's some wisdom there from maybe being able to sit on the porch and have a mint julep or iced tea or whatever else people have down here.
a lot of bourbon in this part of the world.
bourbon, yeah, that sounds good too.
When you chose the songs, were these songs that you've been performing in your show or songs that you always wanted to do?
Some of them, I've always loved in a sentimental mood, although, it's one of those songs that's been done so wonderfully. I used to have a rule, never do anything that was previously done by Billie Holiday, but, she did Flo P, and then we did that. But there are so many songs like that where you're up against ghosts.
Now, you don't sit still very well, Nellie. You're an actor, a writer, singer, and artist. And what it says on your website, I love, an annoyingly vocal advocate for feminism, civil rights, and other deeply felt progressive ideals. How do you find time to fit it all into your day?
Oh, I don't at all. I'm a complete loser. But thanks for... nobody has time for anything. I was talking to my grandmother about this. That she said back in the day, with all the laundry they had to do by hand and all the cooking from scratch and all the babies, you know, she had five, that they still had more time than we do now with all our conveniences.
You know, she's right. And five children was probably a small family in those days.
Yeah, right. I think so, yeah.
But the kids helped.
Well, they did, but then she was talking about her mom, who she would do the shirts for the boys. She would, she would wash them, the white shirts. She would put in a special kind of blue ink, and then you had to do a kind of starch and, you know, not only dry but iron and get them all ready. And then some of her brothers would say, hey, you missed this spot. They were from Italy. And they would crumple it up and throw it to the mud and say, do it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we've come a long way, haven't we?
In some ways, yeah.
You're good at so many things, Nellie. How do you introduce yourself?
You want a bourbon? I'll say that.
Oh, and do you just bounce to bounce? Do your projects find you? Or like right now you're on tour as a singer, and what did you do before? What are you doing after?
Well, we did a big tour this year, which was really great. It is great to have a bunch of consecutive one-nighters. We get on a roll, and so, I'd like more of that. But I think the record label would like another album, so better hop to it.
That's a good problem to have, I think. My guest is Nellie McKay.
Yeah.
She's coming to the York Street Cafe for a concert on April 18th. What can audiences expect, Nellie? Are you traveling solo or with the band this time out?
This is solo, and it's lovely, but I will imitate the band and mock them.
And not have to pay them, so there's that.
No, not have to feed them. That's the hardest. I mean, if you can't travel in style, and even then I think that's very hard, you know, with the buses and the bustle.
How many instruments do you play, Nellie?
I don't know if I even play any decent. I mean, mostly play piano, uke, and harp, harmonica on, for stage. But I love mallets. We use the wireless mic, and I play while I sing, and that's such a delight. You get to hit something.
That's what they call drummers, right? People who get paid to hit things for a living.
Well, they say, you know, what do you call a drummer without a girlfriend?
Homeless.
Homeless, you already know that. Oh.
Well, what can the audience expect at York Street? What are you going to be singing this time around?
Well, because we haven't done the new album down there, there'll be a fair few bits from that. But I'm happy to take requests. I don't look online. So, if people call stuff out, if they want to send a note backstage or leave a note on the piano, that works. Because if people, have come out and they really want to hear something, I'd love to do it if I can.
Have you played at York Street before?
I don't believe so.
Well, it is a lovely old, old building. It's got a lot of good vibe to it. It's small and intimate. Sounds great. The show is Thursday, April 18th at 8 o'clock. When you're not touring, Nellie, where's home?
Well, I guess it's mostly Pennsylvania, but, for instance, we're doing this gig in Florida, and I'm calling you from North Carolina. I'm on tour with my dog, who also eats a lot. So it's kind of anywhere you hang your hat.
Do you have to set time aside for writing? Do you have a routine for that?
No, if that's a suggestion, it's a good one. I'm really just wrapped around her giant paws. It would be nice to prioritize one's work.
Do you have a routine for staying healthy while you're out there on the road?
Oh, dear. No, it's very hard because it's great to meet people, and that's a great way is food, you know. So, I mean, I just love to stop into, you know, diners and listen to truckers. And so it's impossible.
And your dog attracts friends.
Oh, yes, I suppose that's true. Yeah, she can spin a good trucker yarn.
What kind of pet is she?
Well, she's a mutt. But she's, she looks like the dog from The Little Rascals.
Aww.
I guess some might call her a pit bull, but, I don't know all that's in there.
The Boston Globe wrote this. Thanks to McKay, the Great American Songbook has a living, breathing present as well as a glorious past. So what is it about these songs that makes them so timeless and so timely? And how do you make them your own?
Oh, I don't know that I do. We did try to go for simplicity and kind of a lack of arrangements on this one. So, I think it's very still and it's quite internal. So perhaps if that's the mood people are in, perhaps it works for them that way. But for someone like me who goes for bombast, it was difficult.
We've been visiting with Nellie McKay, about whom was written, "The one thing certain about Ms. McKay is the size and range of her talent." That talent will be on stage at Newport's York Street Cafe on Thursday, April 18th at 8 o'clock. We've been visiting with Nellie McKay. Stay safe on the road, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
Thank you.
Can't wait.
For more information and a link to Nellie's music, visit our website, wvxu.org. I'm Elaine Deal.